Chazara. Our first discussion is based on Gemara and Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in the Nida. What the Gemara discusses the question of Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. Is Tvila Bizmana a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? Tosfos says the Rach Paskins Tvila Bizmana is mitzvah. For many reasons, we wait more days, we wait more hours. I'm not going into all the pratim right now. So that seems to be a dispute whether tefillah b'zman is mitzvah or not mitzvah. Okay, so machlokes in Dina de Gemara, is it a mitzvah or not? So Tosfos says initially that's not, because if it would be a mitzvah, we have to go at the earliest possible time on a level of Daraisa, which we do not do. That's what Tosfos says. Of course, that's only one sheet of Tosfos. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. We know the Rush writes in Masechta Ksuvos that they actually did go to the mikveh after the 7 days from the initial Re'iyah. They did. Why did they do it? Because Taras. The Rosh holds that the Chumah of Zeira is only Labaila, not Lataras. And that's his reason. In the Mordechai in Shabbos, it says they actually went to the mikveh early. You know why? Because Tvilah Bizmana Mitzvah. Consistent with what Tosfos says. Has to be Bizmana Bizmana. That's what the Mordechai writes in the Sechta Shabbos. The Ramban gives historical background. Yes, they used to go to the mikveh earlier. That is true. But they stopped it. They stopped it because it caused a michshol. Michshol. Okay. Originally, he said they went on targets of Taras, and they stopped. The Mordechai here in Nida says that yes, it's a possibility of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah even nowadays, even the husband's not there. And the Beis Yosef explains, yeah, Zmana de Rabbanon, it's also Zmana. You have to wait 12 days, let's say, we know the number 12. That's Zmana de Rabbanon. That's how the Beis Yosef explains the Mordechai. He had Tavshin Lamedalin. The Mordechai Tavshin Nun Beis quotes the Rabbein Tam. The Pashin Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah because we don't do it on time. And he says, no, maybe it's Bizmana mitzvah, Shabbos, etc. But again, they will mevatel it because of Chashash Michsho. Same as Rambam says, the mevatel Tefillah Taras is Chashash Michsho. He says in the Mordechai here, that the mevatel Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah because of Chashash Mikshol. Says the Beis Yosef, nonetheless, if the husband's in town, she should go to the mikvah on time. Bitl Puri Verivya, it was an Onish, Yoshua, Erev, and Afsan, and Gimel. So what'll happen if there's no Puri Verivya? For whatever reason, she's not going to become pregnant. So if she does it despite him, Chas V'Shom, it's Issa Gomer. But if it's not despite him, there's no Puri Verivya, and so it's inconvenient, let's go to a wedding, you know, the other cases, then it's permissible to postpone it for a day. Ad kan rabosai, the first sugya, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Now we move to the next question. The two are somewhat related. Lo sikavu legalos erva. Everyone was in shul der Shabbos. We read lo sikavu legalos erva. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Big machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. It's clear in the Torah's Kohanim that they say that you think it only means bia. No, it means other things as well. The Rambam takes it seriously and literally, as an Issa lav d'oraisa in certain circumstances. And the Rambam says, come on, the whole thing is an asmachta bialma. It's impossible to say that's a real din d'oraisa. It's only the Rambam. That's the fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's analyze a little bit the various opinions and see what they're really fighting about. So the Ramban is in a few places. The main place is in Sefer Mitzvah, Losa says Shin Nun Gimel. Says the Rambam probably got it from the Avos Rav Nosson. Yochel Yichab Kenavi, Nashkenavi, Davi, Madvar, Betelim. Losikav Legal Aserva. Ezes Yog Shosta Torah Lidvareo. This led the Rambam to his conclusion. Rabban to what? Right. Quote. Udvarim Betelim, Heim Lomar, Shemedaber, Dvarim Betelim, Ranida, Ovo Losikra. So since that's Dvarim Betelim, so Chibbe Ganishik is also to quote Dvarim Betelim as a pun that the Ramban utilized. We saw in the Sefer, Mishmer Satari says, what do you mean? The Ramban holds, you're right. Ramban holds that some things can even be the Doraisa. Whatever leads to Erva could be the Doraisa. Now, it could even be Dvarim Betelim. The Ramban seems to say in Perik Chof Aleph Halacha Aleph that even Remiza and Kvitza may be included in the Lav Doraisa. So what does that mean? What it means is a hachana for beer. That's what it means. You can wink, wink, or make some other kind of jump. I don't know, I'm not sure how, what the sign language exactly is. Let's do an act of beer. A kavachoma, dvarva for Russia. He says, let's do an act of beer. That, those words, or any words which imply that, would be an isa daraisa according to the Rambam. Yeah, in the chinami. That's what the Rambam seems to hold. But of course, the Ramban says it's completely, completely wrong. Now, this leads us to the very interesting question, what is categorized in that? So I think I may have referred you briefly to a Shut B'nai Bonin. I'm not sure if I, maybe we didn't, by Rabbi Henkin from Israel, so Zayin Gazut Nishtark, grandson of Rabbi Henkin and the father of the great Tzaddik who was killed there, Yon Sukkos, Eitan Henkin. His name is Yehuda Herzl Henkin. So he has a B'nai Bonin. He was a rabbi in some a kibbutz or moshav, where they had the what they call Rikudei Am, you know, the horrors that were popular, I think still are popular in certain parts of the Israeli scene. And he claimed, I think it's correct, that these horrors are not Nisa Doraisa according to the Rambam. He's touching her, dress, I don't know, whatever, how I have to touch her. That's not something which is normally something to lead up to beer. It's a Rikudei Am. What do we say about Rikudim or Shanat Rikudayam? You know, there's all kinds of, I'm not an expert in the dances that go on in today's world, but there's all kinds of social dancing, which I told you, unfortunately, making a comeback. That's right, a comeback. It was considered out of bounds by all places where I went to, and now it's coming back. Even at Orthodox weddings, Shem Barach, you see these things which didn't exist for many, many years. So I'm not an expert, but I was told that yesh v'yesh depends how they do the social dance. You know, it could be at arm's length social dance. That probably would not be los tukavu according to the Rambam. But apparently there's other kinds of social dances without going into any graphic details, which could very well be los tukavu according to the Rambam being doraisa. You know, could we not even touch? But I don't know, when I was a teenager, they started a dance which they didn't even touch. I think it was called a twist. Have you heard of that thing? No one ever heard of it. They were just scopes, ups out, whatever. But that could be a deraisa. It depends, you know, it's not the question of touching. Not. What about a peck on the cheek? That's the way you say hello in certain circles. And there's daiti. Even that's not an easy deraisa for the Rambam. That's a social thing. I'm not saying you should do it, chas v'shalom. Don't misunderstand me. Chas v'shalom. I'm just saying, he said the rice is something which leads to beer. That's what the Rambam seems to say. And that's why a handshake, I thought, was certainly not included in that category. Chaim Berlin was matter handshakes for, it shouldn't look like a meshugana. She was Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. And others say it's Yerog Vayavar. So I thought Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin was correct, that it's not a Yerog Vayavar. Again, I'm not saying, I'm being matter things wantonly. This is all the Kalashi is Rambam. The Ramban says the whole thing is not a lav daraisa. He never says it, he's not sure it's the rabbana. Be careful. It may be like a chatz yeshir. So that's a famous rabban. Could be it is also daraisa, but it's not necessarily a lav daraisa with malchus. Now, if you mean are you apostle the eidus? A famous case that was goes back 40 years ago. There was a wedding and they appointed an eid kedushin. And the Masada saw him give a woman a peck on the cheek, you know, and they was always that, you know, that's what goes on in today's world too. Everyone kisses kiss fest weddings. very much opposed to it. So the Sanhedrin passed him on the spot. It was over Lav Shiesh B'Malkus, right in front of my nose, going to the Rambam. Okay. Well, say what, but that's what happened. So I don't think that's considered a Lav Shiesh B'Malkus going to the Rambam, because I don't think it's that kind of thing is in that category of the Rambam's discussion of the Sikru L'Galus Erva leads to Gili Erva Mamish. I don't think it's the case. Fine. The Ramban has a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Afyud Gimel Pliga the Rav Pedas. Rav Pedas understood clearly the Sikru means Gili Erva Mamish, and the Ramban means many Pesukim and Chumash. Ekrav Oleh Avlo Motzim V'Pesulim. What does that mean? I took it to a dance, I didn't see Pesulim. Obviously, what Krav Aleh means, it was a nice beer. And he quotes many other Pesukim in Tanakh. Okay, and around the Torah goes, and Smachta B'Yalma, the Oros Mosul is drawn B'Talim. That's the Ramban's critique against the Ramban. I, Yog Shasatol and Barel, this is his Lashon, the Ramban. Shetov Satoro Lashon Kreva Barayas, Kdei Sheyiwa Chachomim Yecholim Lassos Yog Bilshona. Yishmo man at tzaddikim and nosim ponim latorak kol kreva shabeolam. But zeh derech hagada lo yeh zeh ikar alav. So we explain this is our smachta. We quoted the Ritvan v'shoshana daf tezayin goes with this mahalach. That is a kodesh baruch who wanted it should be awesome, but he didn't make it awesome completely. He gave it the chachamim made it awesome. So this could be, you know, even this if you don't get the chatzis shiur d'oraisa, it's a kein d'oraisa with a remez of d'oraisa. That's the Shita Sarah HaRambam. The Rambam is one more proof. Shabbos Yud Gimel, Lo Nos Aponim LaTorah. There was a question of Chibuk V'Nishuk, Kiru Basar, and he used the Lo Nos Aponim means that the Rabbanon, as you find in Brachos Avchav, Lo Es Aponim LeYisrael, that they Nos Aponim Elai, and they benched in Kazayas and Kabez. So I quoted the Kasha of Rabbi Avadya, which bothered me for such a long time. What do you mean? According to Ramban, who says in Daf Yud Gimel and Shabbat on that same Daf, they went to the mikveh twice. Let's say Chibuk V'Nishuk is Doraisa, and it's only the Rabban because it's after the first tefillah. That was the kash. So I quoted a teretz I heard on Shabbos Sunday morning that that's true. According to the opinion of the Ramban, that needs to go to the mikveh after 7 days because they knew they were certainly midoraisa, the nida period ended then. The rest only chumah with the Rabban. But the Ramban says the kash against the Ramban. And now opening this day is the last year of nida. Well, the first day of she nida, the Ramban could connect like the Asiyim, connect the beginning with the end. The Ramban says that 7-11 goes straight through. The question, she has a best kavua, but what? Straight through. So according to the Ram, you can't go twice to the mikveh. You don't know where you're holding. You really don't know. So therefore, the kasha against the Ram is a good kasha, even though the Ramban himself would have no kasha, but he's talking about the Ram. That was a very interesting answer to the question which bothered me for a long time. Ad kan, this discussion. Okay, let's not discuss halacha l'maisa mamash. So hoshata. There's no source in Shas for any Yisra hoshata. According to the Ram, doesn't even exist. Lohayad Rameyolu. Nonetheless, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey, quotes the Yisrael of Hoshata. They quoted from Rashi. Rashi was careful. Tosfos quotes on Rashi. Now, did Rashi hold an Issa Gomer? We saw the Sefer Aura, Sefer Paradise. They seem to know. It's a Chumra. Rashi holds a Chumra. Not that Rashi is necessarily held as Asa Medina de Gemara. Rashi holds it's a Chumra. Yes, there are those who bring various sources for Hoshata, and they even use the word Asur. Try to base it on Shas, but the bases are not exactly conclusive. There are two bases. One is that same Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara talks about the Osach Talmud Chacham and Tana Dever Eliyo. What happens? Lo Noga Biafila Bet Spektana. That means Negiya Bet Spektana would have been Aser. And Hoshata, just about for sure, Galita Negiya Bet Spektana. That's one source. Another source is the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Samech Aleph, where the Gemara Ksubis discusses what could be done and shouldn't be done with such situations. And there, if you derive from that, it sounds like it's an Isra of Kiruv. handing things to somebody else is a kiruv. Now it's true that where we pass in the halacha, the issur does not apply to other women other than a man's own wife. That's the tshuvas harashba. We say it's okay. By your own wife, it's kravus muat libu gaspa, the ikal lemech sheher galavera. That's the Rashba says. That may have nothing to do with achshash legiya. It could be a totally different violation. Could be an afkamina for zrika, perhaps. Maybe. That zrika, there's no achshash legiya, but there is achshash kiruv. Maybe. The machlok is about zrika. Fine. With this, all this discussion, we have to just summarize that there are two potential sources in Shas. The real source we have is from Rashi. According to Rashi's Sifrei Rashi, it's only a Chumra B'Alma. Despite the fact that Rashi said that, only a Chumra B'Alma, if you open the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, the very beginning, doesn't sound that way. Kuf Tzadi Hei, Lo Yigaba Afil Bet Spektana, Velo Yoshit Miyodo Liyodo Shem Dover, Lo Yikablenu Miyodo Shem Yigi B'Psor. Gives you the reason he said. Never uses the word osur, says lo. Because the problem is that there's things which are really osur, which also says lo. So that the fact that lo doesn't mean it's not an issur. The Mefarshim use the word osur in this context very frequently. With according to the original source, Sifrei Rashi, you get an impression it's really not an issur, it's a chumru. Okay, it's a chumru which seems to be accepted here in the Shulchan Aruch. Belish Shem Cholak, even though the Rambam never heard of it. The Rambam would come, what? I never heard of this thing. Okay, so again, the two possible sources in Shas, neither is conclusive, of course. The Rambam knew Shas. And the definition, maybe it's Kishim Shema Yigabah, as Mechaber said, maybe it's Kishim Kiruv, a possible nafkamina for Zerika. But the Rambam says, Kenai de Zerika, Biyot Aliyot, Alehepim Osir. The question is, he's arguing with the Mechaber, or he's saying Pshat within the Mechaber. Not completely clear. Fine. So far, we're in trouble. We had a number of leniencies. I wanted to tell them you one at a time. The first leniency is, what about, take a look at the Torah Sashlamim. It starts to get a little bit, a couple of leniencies appear over here. It's in cut and base. Al-begodeo mashma de mutter. In other words, it's throwing from his hand to her hand is a problem. But if it's not throwing from his hand to her hand directly, it would be okay. On this basis, many poskim say you can throw it into her pocketbook. In the pocketbook may be on her shoulders or in her hand. It should be permissible, like al begodeha. Fine. Interestingly, they say it arrived from the Taz, that it's mutter. The Taz of Kotan Ches by Rechitza. We're not going to discuss Rechitza much. Let's discuss it right now. There was some kind of Easter Rechitza. What's the Easter Rechitza? Some say it means even preparing the water. Most possible say that's not true. Mikra Adin, the Rabbi Yonah calls it as a chumra. Then what is it? Must be throwing water. Take a pitcher, like, oh yeah, sometimes we do it for water fights, you know? Take a pitcher of water, you throw the pitcher on the other guy. Oh, that's not such a friendly thing. But if you're doing it as to wash somebody, it's a very friendly thing. That would be the problem. Oh, because it's derechiba. But other than that, if I take something and pour on somebody, would not be derechiba, throw it, do something, would be permissible. The Paradis Shimonim has a lashon that Chol Shalta Yedei Dover Acher Tochva Eiz Adover Bekush O Bekarkar. He Moshed Oso As HaKush O HaKarkar Hu Not Las HaChevet Shavirosh HaKush O HaKarkar Like Shvicha Samayim Mekli Al HaYodah Mutter. And yet makes no distinction between Zerika and Oshata, which is what I think. Therefore, in my opinion, it's permissible to take things out of a pocketbook or put it into a pocketbook. No, it's just the pocketbook's on is being held by her. That's where you get car keys. That's how else you get to move the car keys in certain cases, right? Anyway, v'chadoyma. There are those who disagree, but the Baal Shulchan disagrees with me. He says only Zrika's mutter, not Oshata's mutter in the pocketbook, but it's against the Paradis Shimonim. That's heter number one. Heter number two is the baby heter. But the baby heter, the official heter is Chayin Olsi Esatzma, quoted by Pesach Shuvah from Tash Beis. That's a shvera heter. But perhaps it's only a cover for a deeper heter, which the Baal Shulchan himself makes reference to, in the context of putting the hat in the cold on the baby's head when your wife is holding the baby, that should be also based on his general rules. But he says, no, it's a tzorche chola, the baby's a chola, and the Ram denies the whole thing, a bit of a shas atchak, so perhaps it can be, we can be making. I wanted to extend that to all situations relating to babies, because if you don't hand the baby over, you're going to end up putting the baby on the floor, on the edge of a table, it could be dangerous, and that's why I thought there's room to be lenient along the lines of the Baal HaShulchan. I'm not saying he agrees with me, I'm saying he would not agree with me, but based on the same premise that he said, Tziruf HaRambam, and Tziruf that's only a Chumrah, and Tziruf that it's Tzorech HaKola, I thought that enough is a ground to be Megill. And there, let's not forget that despite the fact that everyone screams and yells, there's no heter, even Barabin, there's no heter whatsoever. Busha, there's no Busha. I don't understand what that means. We went through this before. Maybe the Busha doesn't rise to a high enough level, so the heter of God will cover the Brias. Shadocha Durabonans? That maybe. Here it's not even a Durabonan. It's maybe only a Chumrah. Maybe you shouldn't reach such a high level of Kavod HaBrias. But to say that there's no Kavod HaBrias at all, to me, is contrafactual. I found that this Kavod HaBrias exists with respect to all women. And all women is a prerequisite of the Kavod HaBrias, as opposed to a certain rabbi who wanted to be Matir Aliyas based on the Kavod HaBrias. The answer, that's... The case of the Gemara Kavod HaBrias, where it's walking naked in the street, that's by Kalayim Durabonan, that's universal Kavod HaBrias. Someone... Anyway, but I think it would apply over here. And even though they bring a raya faked from the fact that there were different begodim, so Adrab, if you look at the Sfarim, they say that we don't do that nowadays. Why not? So my explanation was, in the olden days when there was Tumah V'Tahara, so everyone knew, I don't know, because you couldn't touch anything. So everyone knew who, and it also didn't have such a sensitivity because it wasn't purely between husband and wife and their intimate life. It had to do with touching a chair. So mamela was a more general thing. Today, where it's only relevant for the husband and wife, it's more embarrassing to them, and therefore, that certainly should be a factor. I believe it's the Ritva who says that the whole Issa doesn't exist at all, b'fnei rabim, even if it does exist. Because if there's no... he presumably holds because of Kiruv, and there's no Kiruv in front of other people. It's another... with other Tziruv. Those are my heterim. Again, the pocketbook heter, the baby heter, the heter, the makom kavod habrias barabim, which although most posts can discount, to me it makes a lot of sense in certain circumstances. Obviously, you should plan ahead, shouldn't have to resort to these heterim necessarily. When it comes to the baby, perhaps we should not be so careful to measure each case, as we saw one of the svarim, that some of the sick, you measure each case, it's going to lead to not a good situation. Adka. Now, what is an Issa Medina de Gemara is Achila. That's a Mefurash Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. You shouldn't eat together. But the specifics are very unclear. According to the Rambam, only for one plate. According to the Rosh, only a table for two. Right? That's they're the big Mekilim, if you will. Big Mekilim. The Ra'ah is Mekil if someone else is sitting between them. The Ritva is Mekil if someone is sitting near them, even not between them. The biggest Nachma is the Rashba. The Rashba says, no, it's also no matter, even on one table, and nothing helps. The fact that someone else is there would not help, because it can't stop the person from bending over and taking something from the plate of the other. That's how the Rashba understood this prohibition, and it's comparable to what we find by Basa B'Cholov. The Gemara makes some kind of a comparison to Basa B'Cholov, and therefore, the Rashba would concede that what we call a heker which would work for Basa B'Cholov, would work here as well. And that's what he says, and that's what's quoted over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kutzat Hey. Sim Gimel Lo Yochel Yim Al Shulchan Elam Kein Shem Shino Shei Shem Dove Masim En Karol Shalol Karol Shalol Lechem O Kankan Mapa Shalol. This is exactly copy and paste from Hilchos Basa B'Cholov. There are other opinions, which I can't have time to go into all the other opinions right now, but there are a number of other opinions concerning this issue of how this compares or contrasts to basa b'cholav. According to the Rambam, it's more kal because only korachas is asur. Okay, according to others, it may be even potentially more chomer. And heka wouldn't help because the heka won't help for prevent whatever. They're different opinions. I don't go into all the opinions right now. Seems to me, halacha lemaisa, we have a right to rely on the Mekilim, but he always quotes from the Mari Castro, and that's how the Ritva says, that to other people there, we can be lenient, not requiring any hekayim, although those disagree. And for this reason, I think the issue of busha won't come into play because of this leniency. Now, it's true, if you look in the Ramah, in Siv Gimel, Ramah says, "The Yeshua of the Sfirah and Hefzik ben Korah Shlo Korah Shlo Hayna Dafka She'en and Ochlin be Korah Achas Kshi Tahora. Am Ochlin be Korah Achas Kshi Tahora. Sagi im Ochelis be Korah Befnei Atzma." That's very nice, but we don't usually eat from the same plate. So that's a problem. That's such a problem if you look carefully in the way the Shach and the Taz may have understood this from the Bach, conveying an impression that, as the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if they don't normally eat from one kor when she's at Tahora, they may not eat at the same table, even if other people are there. That's the implication of the Bach. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kim Dumani She'ein Nolagim Kein. That's not the minute. They rely on the Rambam in part, right? And the Mari Kash said it's Mutter, even though others disagree. And maybe really it should have been Usher. If it's a shayla of eating from the plate as opposed to chiba, having someone else in the room would not help, as the Rashba says. Nonetheless, I think the pshat is as follows. If no one else is there, it's also mishum lo plug, adaba shim b'minyan, otu kara achas, as the Rashba said. And if, even though they themselves never eat from the same plate, it's also anyway. But if others are there, it's not included in the lo plug. The Rashba says it's also because no one's going to stop them from eating from the same plate. If they don't normally do it, it should be mutter. That's what that's the pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Birkei Yosef, and that's the pshat halacha lemaisa. Okay? That's the issue of eating together. Fine. Now, the question, of course, becomes, what about something which may be characterized as eating together? What's that? There's a plate in the middle, and they're each eating from that plate. What's the status of that kind of situation? That's again a Taz and a Bach, which talks about it. The Bach said, if they have pieces of meat, and they each take from that piece, he takes one piece, she takes one piece, Asur! It's considered eating together. Even according to the Rambam, it's Asur. Considered eating from the same plate. Says the Taz, quote, "Kshemesimin kara imachatichas gedolos kederach shemesimin v'kedera, cholecha notlam in akoro umesim lefonav al-kli miyuchad ve'ochad mishad," then it's mutter. Mutter. Why? "En achila miyad v'kichaso mikoro shalokha gamhi ele mishtamish b'kli acher ben tayin." So the question becomes, should that be taken, how literally should we take those conditions in the top? Some say, yeah, take it literally. You have to put it out on a separate plane in between. As long as you do that, it's no problem whatsoever. Others say, no, don't be so literal. The problem is like this. It's like a kedera. There's a big portion in the middle, then it's mutter. A plate is like a pot. But small pieces, then everyone takes that piece in between. I take one piece, then you take one piece, I take one piece, you take one piece. That's considered to be waiting for one kara. And that's going to be prohibited, even if I happen to put it down before I eat it. Such as pistachio nuts, and peanuts. That would be a problem if you do put it down. And if it's something which is big pieces, you take it and you're finished. It would be mutter even if you would not put it down. Okay, that's what the poskim say. It's the Mishmeres HaTorah says, I think it's correct in such a circumstance. Not everyone agrees to all these definitions, but I believe that is the correct definition, and that's what should be followed. So, of course, what comes out of this? there can be a number of interesting cases which come out. For example, butter, the butter dish. Shmaras has mekel, or Moshe's mekel. Moshe's mekel. It's a problem when it was a kara, this one portion. When I split the portion, kira vadas, but not a big loaf, challah, somebody says they have challah, or a watermelon. It's meant to be cut up into different pieces. The same thing as far as the butter is concerned. So that would be permissible. Okay. This leads to another interesting thing. We know that one of the things which may not be done is mezigas hakos. The three things, right? It's mita, mezigas hakos, and rechitza. So the one that's most relevant to us is mezigas hakos. Because rechitza is usually never done anyway. That's also mita, we'll get to later. But this is the most relevant, mezigas hakos. So here we find many, many shitas in the Rishonim about exactly what is the nature of this Easter of mezigas hakos. It certainly exists, can't argue with the Gemara, but what exactly is the nature of this din? So there are various Rishonim weighed in on this matter. For example, the Smag says it's only usher if he hands her the coat, if she hands him the coat, hand to hand. Obviously, the Smag wasn't worried about Hoshot in general, only in limited cases. That's a Smag. We'll see later. But Truma seems to go with Amal. So that's, if that's the case, it's irrelevant to us because we usher Hoshot even without mezigas hakos. Okay, that's the first. We'll call it the first sheet. Then the more Chiddush made it more into the post. The Rosh. The Rosh is in Ksubis. No, if you give it to her, it's usher anyway. You put it down in front of her. Put it down in front of her. That's also usher. What's usher? Let's take the most extreme case. You know, you pour the cup. You mix the cup. We'll see soon. You put it down. She puts it down in front of you. That's usher. That's usher. That goes Maimini says. No. It's only also if you have what's called both a meziga and a hoshata. What's meziga mean? You mix it with water. You mix it with water. Pouring is no problem. Only mix it. That's the shita hagos maimi. You have to mix it and put it down. Anything less than that is not a problem. Then you have the rashba. Limits it to yayin and not sharmashkin. The poskim seem to agree that shelo b'fun of his mutter, kavachoma mehatzah samita, which is mutter shelo b'fun, as the Gemara says, and it's no worse than a shinui, which is mutter. That's what the Mordechai says. Now, some say it's only mutter if everything shelo b'fun, the meziga and the hoshata. So the Bach seems to say, they call it a raya, the shach that it's mutter. Based upon the Russian beginning of Ksubis, and others say the Raya is no Raya, look at the Machsa Shekel. And there's a steer in the Shach, the Machsa Shekel answers, it's Mutta Medina, but also Mechumra. Also Mechumra. Mm-hmm. What about as far as food? Not drink, food. Food. No one in Shas is to talk about food. Ziga Sakos. Ziga Sakos. So the poskim want us to Bach calls it minik ostreich, the acid and the raya was in the sefer at truma. So Rabbi Avadia and Mishmar Satara scream. The Rabbi Yoshi even agrees. That's a mistake. The sefer truma like the smag. He says oshata miyad liyad is limited to such a case. Okay. So therefore it applies to macholim as well as to mashkin. But for us, that's going to be awesome no matter what. Without it. Pass a pen is a problem, but as far as Aris, there's only without the passing from hand to hand, there's no right from the Sefer Truma to Asa Malcholin. So then the question becomes, what's the source of Shas, if any, for this violation? So here we have as follows. We learned before that there exists this concept of mezigas hakos. That's Mefurish and Shas. But if you look carefully at some of the other Rishonim and later sources, you see, not only is there a Iser of Mezigas HaKos, which is documented, but some apply to, as I said before, to Ma'acholim, even though the original source does not seem to say it that way. It's a misquote. It's a misquote. But there are poskim who suggest that there's a problem over here. And what's the problem? Let's get the, if I get you the exact quotations. They attach to something which is called Shiurei Machol or Shiurei Kos. Where does that come from? There's no source in Shas in Shuto. Where does it come from? It says Mordechai in Shabbos. Lo yochal azov yom azova. Why does it say Lo tochal azov yom azav? So I thought everything is, use the masculine for many things. Doesn't without can make the yukim, all these kinds of situations. But apparently, that's how the Mordechai understood. I think Avi pointed out to me before. You can't make a deal that way. That's how he learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Did you look it up? Is it correct that all those Rishon don't quote the other Rishon together? It's one problem. Okay, it's a one problem. But generally, the Rishonim who prohibit Shirayim don't mention the issue of eating together. They learn Lo Yochal Ima means after her. That's why it's only in Lashon Zohar and Lashon Dekev. So that Shita exists. If that's the case, so then Macholim is more common than the Mashkim. This is Lo Yochal. There's a whole discussion in Poskim. We've shown him. It doesn't say Shtia, it says only Achila. But if you look at the Beis Yosef and the Bedek Abayis from the Orchos Chaim, it says the other way around. That since it's somehow derived from Mezigas HaKos, from HaKos, so maybe it only applies to liquids and not to solids. So, of course, we don't know. So, Halacha L'maaseh, we try to be Machmir, both with respect to Shiurei Machola and Shiurei Kosa. As far as her bringing food to him, many poskim are Mekil. As basically what we said earlier, the source of the Sefer Truma is incorrect, and therefore there's no basis for it. The only basis is Mesigas HaKos. So we want to leave it halacha l'maaseh. Fine. Let's now go to the next important topic, which has again a din which is no source in Shas. You haven't opened it. Hard to open the Gemara yet. There's a rush. The Russian Perek Yud. So the basic of Haigon. Of Haigon is all about Dam Besulim. He says, well, you see, the Russians in Simon Beis. Also, Lishon al Mitasa shal Nida. Afilu Bishah Sheena Bemita Mishem Hergel. But not a kala. That's the source for this din. Nowhere in Shas. The source is this rush based upon a rabbit, based upon a Rav Haigon. And if you look at Devi Chamudas Gimel, he says, I feel leishev alamita, can cause the vatur. Calls the yesh hiru, because here you have to the hergel davera, etc., etc., etc. So this source is documented, although it's nowhere in Shas, but it's still quoted la'aloch in the poskim, based upon the rush derived in Rav Haigon. And that's found as if, hey, Lo Yeshav, it's not even Yeshiva, although others say it's to be Yishka, it's a typo. Pemita Yuchedesla Afilu Shalom Befoneha. That's what we just saw. Again, there's no real source in Shas for this. Okay, that's very nice. That's if, hey, what about Sivov? Lo Yishan Ima Bemita Afil Kolecha Bevigdo Ve'ein Dogos Evadet. That's a Mefurash Gemara. That's the whole Sugin Shabbos Avyud Gimel. Rav Pedos, back and forth. We pass it may not be done, although some just said it may be done. We pass it may not be done. If you look carefully at some of the sources, and I'm saying no one should leave the room now, if you look carefully at some of the sources, you get an impression that this is a little bit overblown in the poskim. Because if you look carefully again in the Makoros, here it says, yes, It's 100% true that the mita achas, it's prohibited. It's a mefurish gemara. We can't argue with gemaras. Mefurish gemaras. Nonetheless, what exactly does it say over there? Tosin Sanhedrin of Lama Zion says, miskarvin v'nenin v'mischam zem yizeh. That's what it means. Other than that, it would be mutter mita achas. Whoa. But the Mordechai says, forget about it. Even if there are two beds, it's also the two beds touch each other. So obviously, we pass like the Mordechai against that Tosfos, and therefore they may not sleep in the same bed, no matter how big the bed is. They may not even sleep in two beds if they touch each other. They should be separated enough that the bedspreads don't touch each other either. So that's halacha lemaisa. Even if the headboards are all connected, it's potentially shouldn't be done because they're connected through the headboard, etc. Now we come to an interesting case which is found, again, not found anywhere in Shas, but it's found in the Ramo here in Sif Hey. Also, Leishev al Safsal Oroch Shemis Nadedes, Enem Chuperes, Akosal, Sheishto, Nida, Yosheves, Olof. That's close to Mordechai and Shabbos, the Chuma Sadeshen, Summer Makel, Sheodom Acher Mavsiv Yosheb and Enes, the Aguda. If you look in the Aguda in the original, O Shum Dover Acher. Even themselves, this all comes to Trumos Hadeshin, Simin Reish Nun Aleph. Let's explore this a little bit. This is a bit of a complicated din. Not completely clear what the Yisr is over here, what's the nature of the Yisr, the parameters of the Yisr. Let's try to figure it out a little bit as we go. So now, the famous thesis of the Mishmera Satara is that Isurim of Harchokas are based upon Hilchos Tumah. You know, we no longer have Tumah V'Tara. We just happen to have seen a rush and a Raven about Rav Haigon about it. We don't have Tumah V'Tara a little, but they extrapolated, they patterned the Harchokas on laws of Tumah V'Tara. The Moshe of Nida, so you can't sit in the Moshe of Nida. Sort of, they quote from the Rabban Chumash, you can't even walk behind her when the dust kicks up. And, okay. Some say it's considered to be a touching. What we used to call it electricity. We used to play tag, remember that? Electricity. When they're both touching the same bench, that could be a problem. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef suggests that as a possibility for this Isser. Okay? Fine. A possibility. So there are various approaches to this Isser, again, should the Isser exist. It's not found in Shas, but the Ramo does quote it, and we try to keep it as best as possible. And again, there are many pshatim in this Isser. Many pshatim. Why should be Isser? And some say it is a Isser of Chiba, Chumas Hadeshin, even if it's not moving at all. He never mentioned moving. So why Bechuber is okay? It's not Derech Oavin. That's what the Chumas Hadeshin says. Okay, fine. And some say it's Hergel, some say it's Hiver, those are more or less similar. The Ramah sounds that way. We have the Vav, Va'asur Leshev Amitasa, right? It's in the same Sif. Right? It's in Sif Hey, and that's for Shem Mishum Hiru. So this is also true, as the Beis Yosef seems to say. Some say the Kudas HaKesef that shaking the bench is like a Negiya. Some say it's like Yoshin even Bemita Achas. Wow. That sounds like the Beis Yosef sounds that way. Because the Beis Yosef says, the Pinur HaBein Eruchim, that two matzos, two mattresses in one bed is a problem. And it connects that with Saf Saloruch. So it seems that you've learned the second pshat in the Kudas HaKesef. The best pshat of all is the Aruch HaShulchan, Ime Kamli Dei Negiyah. Okay? So all these reasons are for Safsal Aruch situations and wagon situations, which the Trumas Hadeshin describes. It's true that there are more in Hagol left out Shum davaracha b'neim. It talks about a person. And the person may be necessary, even according to the Aruch HaShulchan, to stop the Negiyah. Because if everyone's 5'10", You need someone 5'10", at least 5 feet between them to stop the negiah at all levels. Okay? But if you look at the Sefer Agudah, he seems to say, no, anything. The famous pocketbook that we spoke about earlier is going to come to the rescue perhaps over here, although to get real, because someone laughed at this, well, pocketbook is nothing. I don't think it's nothing. I think it should work. Whatever prevents the negiah should work, and it should obviously lean in different directions. So it shouldn't come today, negiah. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that when the Ramo asked the teal, has nothing to do with touching. It's a separate violation, this teal. Separate violation. And therefore, even if it's they're just walking, they're not in any vehicle whatsoever, it could be a problem if they go on the Ginos or Pardesi. Rabbi Yosef said that we should follow the Aruch HaShulchan, even though it's probably not pshat in the Ramo, because the Ramo seems to be talking only if they're in a wagon which is moving, etc., and they're touching or feeling each other's movements. But you know, it's a good idea. But he agrees that kol lefi inyan atil. There are tiulim and a tiulim. Different ones. So I thought that ideally, if they want to go on a vacation, as we call it today, they should time it, should not go much as a nida. And if it turns out wrong, I don't want to use the word chuppas nida, it's been married for 20 years, but if it's a vacation nida, whatever you want to call it, so if they can postpone it without a financial penalty, they should. Very often you can't do that, you have to plan it, you only offer 1 week between schools and jobs, and you have to make air reservations and hotel reservations, so I don't think you have to cancel. They should be careful on this vacation to conduct themselves appropriately. The post can talk about going on a car together, on a bus together, so the poshim says that it's mutter, or moshim's mekel. Today, many cars in the front seat, it's hard to find a car today, just one front seat all the way through. Do they exist anymore? Even my 2000 car has it's approaching its 18th birthday, has two seats. In other words, it's really one seat, but you can move one. That's they're not exactly one seat. Anyone here ever been in a car with one seat in front? Oh, you've been in such cars? What year? What year?
Really old.
20th century cars. 2000 ready to the 21st century. That's my car. I'm a 21st century person. Yeah. So, what if they're in the back? That's the problem. They're in the back. So Rav Moshe says, oh, so someone said to you, look, we have the Rashba that we're more machabah ishto nida by anybody else. So put him on one by one window, her on the other window, and some other strange man or woman between them. Rav Moshe says, no! That's worse. Even though technically speaking, maybe it's not worse, but the mice it's worse. Unless it's a relative, a brother, a parent, a child, that's a different story. But other than that, they should not do that. They used to rely on the pocketbook in the back if necessary. Okay? It's very important that we should be careful in these things. Fine. Interestingly, the Gemara has in Masechta Nedarim, of all places, a very serious issue of what's called histaklus. And this is also quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. Trying to go a little bit in order. Siv Zayin, lo yistakel afilu b'akeva b'mekomos amechusim sheba, avo mutl listakel b'mekomos agluyim, avo pi shenene b'riyasa. Rambam. Well, this Siv Zayin is very, very important. So let's analyze some of these issues together. Let's first discuss the halach. So b'mekomos agluyim is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because she's mutaris if she goes to the mikveh. Not the same as any other woman. Fine. What about mechomos hamechusim? So we have to define terms. What's histaklus and what's mechomos hamechusim? Those are both required definitions. They're both controversial, as you probably are aware. So the parashas Shemoyim has three kinds of histaklus. Histaklus Hashem Hanah. That's also even be etzpektana by a different woman. Okay. Histaklus Hashem, we call it his bonus. He just wants to see, wants to look, because that's interesting in having any hana. And what's called Re'iyah Bialma. There are three different levels we have to talk about over here. And all three levels are important to discuss. So as far as Shar Noshim are concerned, stam a woman, so we know the Shema knows also feel about Tzvaktan before Shemar Masech the Brochus Dav Chav Dalet. Okay, so the Shema knows out. there's still two levels left, right? There's this mistakel just to see, and then there's this ria bi'alma, three different things. So the three different rias. Now, halacha lemaisa, the mekomos habachusin, we can argue that level number three is certainly aser. Level number two might also be aser, but level number one is mutter. That's what we're going to assume against certain achronim. They didn't appreciate the three different levels, as we said earlier. How do you define? So that's the stakos. How do you define? Again, there's a machlokes by Shar Nashim also. Not everyone appreciated this distinction. The suggestion was made that even those who hold that Rieb Mekomos Mechusim Ba'alma is also B'Shar Nashim, it's hard to hike a ledge like that, it just happens by itself, whatever, you have to avoid the place, maybe Mutter by Ishto Nida as well, the Mekomos Mechusim. That's what we're assuming Halacha L'Maisa. It's Mutter even according to those Machmer B'Shar Nashim. What is the definition of Mekomos Mechusim? Here's a big fight. I feel like I came as a heel. That's called Mekomos HaMechusim. What? So therefore, many Rishonim and Achronim, I should say, based upon this, that you have to cover the hair, you have to cover the legs with stockings, the whole 9 yards. Because after all, talk about Akeva. I wanted to be Docha the Raya. Maybe in the olden days, they always wore shoes. As some people say, I'm not wearing shoes because of their word about Ayin Hara for Avelis, they don't wear shoes. And then with the shoes, there's a Malkam HaMechus in those days, even in the house, as opposed to the hair, which is not required to be covered in the house when no one's there. So we can be making like a Moshe, even though Mishmer is talking about Moshe never said it. Can't be. No, he did say it, and it can be. And I think it's correct. L'alocha l'maisa, Mikir Adin should be, we're not discussing Kimchas here, it should be Mutter, Meikir Hadin, Kain Nira Li. There is another opinion. The Magen Mishnah quotes it, the Yeshua and the Raivin, that everything's mutter except Makom HaTorah. The Torah HaShlamim said that's incorrect. They're two separate Yisurim. There's Ishto, even Tahora is also the Makom Tinuf. And then there are prohibitions of Makomas HaMechusim by Ishto Nida. Again, so the opinion is not accepted. The more is not acceptable halacha. Okay, so this discusses the issue of istaklus. What does istaklus mean? What does mekomos hamechusim? Do we have a right to learn Moshe in this thing? Now the two fascinating situations, both of which are quoted by the post, was relating to istaklus, and I want to say in one of them lekula as they prove, and one of them I want to reject the proof lekula and say lechum. Okay, you'll have to be even-handed over here. The first says Kol Isha. Pischet Shuva says that's a tzorachian Kol Isha. Someone says so. Hekashesh is re'ed. It seems that if you look in the then in Shulchan Aruch we saw Ramah that stakas of Mokon to Guliyim is permissible even if it's Nene. Okay. So you see that Mare is Hukash the Kol, Kikolech Orov Marech Noven, and therefore obviously needed not like an Eishes Ish, not by Mare, more than by Kol. So writes the Torah first Reim on the Ureim, Taras writes from Bavadja, Pardes Shimonim says so, Pardim Rabbi Yoshev Paskin that way, unless she's singing a solo for him, you know, she's singing for him. He considers that to be in the category of Schok and Kalas Roach. But they want to sing Zemiris together, or Sam sing together, that would be permissible. And one of the Talmidim told me, thank you for giving me this hetter, because his wife has gone crazy with this chumah that she was taught, that Kolish is usher, and for some women it's very hard. Very hard. It's hard enough for other people around, but just you know, husband and wife together at the Shabbos table, and she can't sing, it's very very hard for her, and I think it's mutter. I thought it's mutter based on the evidence. That's my kula. Okay, I have to be even-handed. Here's my chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan here, paskins, he may not smell her perfume that's on her. Quote, Ein lecha giru yetza yosem izeh. And this psak is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and the Siman Reish Yud Zayin, based on Achronim there as well. Nonetheless, both the pre-day and the paras yonim are mekel. Where did they get it from? If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chof, Aleph, Sif, Alvin, Eben Ezer, he says, Osur lahabit biyofya te'echad min harayas. Quote, Vafilu lahariach b'psamim she'aleha osur. What do you see? That lahariach b'psamim she'aleha is more kal than lahabit biyofya. Nu, if lahabit biyofya is what the Mishnah needed, kal v'chomer to smell the perfume that's on her body. That's the kasha. That's what I did. So it's nu. How do I refute that? This is what I think. Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. Very clear. Why? He's saying, Ein lecha giru yetza yosem mizeh, the following. Because the perfumes are used by women as a hachana l'tashmish. The woman is interested in tashmish. One of her signals, you know, it's not tovas prepare, it's perfume. Perfume. So, and since this couple has been intimate, as the Rashba says, Dibo Gaspa, therefore, the perfume is Ein Lecha Giru Yetza Yodav Golem Izeh. As opposed to some other woman, where, you know, he doesn't really know her, never had anything to do with her. So then, we can argue that particular ingredient doesn't exist. It's Usur, alright, but it's not as Usur as the Lahabit B'Yofio, because that could be more leading to Aveira than the perfume with respect to other women, you know, with respect to Ishto Nida, it's the other way around. Okay. What we left out is Hatzos Hamita. We only made a brief reference to it. So it's a Mefurash Gemara that is, in fact, prohibited. Nonetheless, the prohibition is only what's put as a Shulchan Aruch quote. I'm trying to go in order. Here it is. Where are we? Yud Aleph. The rest we sort of did already. We had these Zigazakosis in Yud. We spoke about that already. They'll come back. And Hatia Mitas is Befanov, only Befanov. Daka Priest and Sadina Ramachsel Derechiba. Hatzos, Akara, Baksos, Shutorach, and Derechiba, Shari. So Befanov, it's all Mutter. So the post can say, making the beds in the morning, that's a chore. Making the beds at night before they go to sleep. Oh! That's derechiba. So that's quoted by the poskim, and therefore, when it comes up, I would say that shalom b'fanav is mutter even in the evening. That's what it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But it should be shalom b'fanav mamish. Closing your eyes, the poskim say, won't help. Even turn it to the side, some make not so push it that it would help. And therefore, it shouldn't be done. There's no need for any coolers in this respect. If I don't need a cooler, I'm not looking for it. Okay? So this is that. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we've been speaking about what a woman can do for her husband or may not do for her husband. What about a man towards his wife? Are there any restrictions? So we have over here, Sifyud Gimel. Kishem Shasur Limzog Lo. Kach who also limzog lo. Where does it say in the Shas? Where does it say in the Shas? Lo'od, ala filu l'shloach l'kol shal yayin osur. Where does it say in the Shas? So all these things are not really found in Shas. They're not really found in Shas. I have to be honest. They're not found in Shas. So where does it come from? What's it all based upon? What is it based upon? Well, the Ravid quotes it from a Shultis, from a Gemara in Brachos. There is a Gemara. It's a Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. U'mishagra means kol she bracha. L'anshei beis l'b'matana ki hechi d'nev l'shlama. Alright, and then it continues the Ravid. V'chishasya, or the Shultis, v'chishasya osi l'idei hergal aveira. And then he quotes about a Masech Tekala. Is that part of Shas? Masech Tektanas. Hamishaga kol shel bracha Shalom midas baila chayav misa. Mishetato rabo leo darach mishet yitzro rabo lov. Venida lebaila leho damyo. That's what's based in the Shultz and Parshas Tzav. Okay. This is all found in the Ravid, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch. Only Mekel over here in Sifyut Gimel. What? Im Shosim, it's only called some Yuchad La. Im Shosim, hey, may also called for Shasi I Abbas Rayu. Less than one. After that. So there are some details over here which we should be analyzing briefly as far as this Isser is concerned. Now, number one, since we saw the language is that she drinks it, if by mistake he sent her the coal, she shouldn't drink from it. That will obviate or at least alleviate the issue. Number two, there's a fight about a matana. We saw Lashon in Brachos Chatanun Aleph, based on some say you're not going to send a matana to your wife. The crazy you place is famously in Sifkot. Now, don't you dare make chumras. Right? Lo sosivu pentigru. Pentigru, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. Crazy place. Rabbi Yoshev is machmir because it leads to kiyur vadas. Unless you have a chuyur apidin. It's a typical statement from that school. What do you have a chuyur apidin? You have to buy a wife a dress for the yontif. You have to drive and take care of the house and buy products as furnishings of the house. If you're chayiv, it's not considered to be derech chibum. As far as the kos is concerned, shiluach hakos, so then we say that you should really not pour for her. Shouldn't send her the kos either. So if you make kiddush, if it's just the two of you, make kiddush, drink, put it down in front of you when she takes it. No problem. If there's someone else in the room, just take, that's what I do always, you just, if there are two guests, they pour two cups. If there are 10 guests, they pour 10 cups. And she takes one of them. We assume that's permissible. The Baal HaShulchan is machmir. We assume that's permissible because none of the kos was miyuchad dafka for her. Okay? So far, so good. Time is short. Our last discussion in this Easter opinion of Harchokos is someone who's not well. That's the last three sifim in Simen Kuf Tzadi. Hey! Says the Mechaba, we'll just read too quickly. If he has
the Nogan had him tricha a love the Meshamash or Koshkin the Mutter, the Mashish Law Defek, Imain Rofe Yacher, with tricha love, Pesh Sakona Becholio. Adkan, I just read you the Mechaba and Ramah, in Simon, Kuf Sadihe, the last three Sifim, Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin. Where does this all come from? Where's the source of all these things? So, the first debate is always about Sakash. This comes from the Torah, from the Tshuva Rosh. He says, it's also the Shul to be brought in the Bible of the Mordechai. So she should be careful about what? Rechitzas, Ravah, Matos, Befonim. What were matter already? What were matter? Mizigas HaKos, the other one, the big three. Doesn't sound that way. It says, Vamater Hoshoto. Vamater Hoshoto. It's also for a Chola. It's not Asur. Interestingly, the Tumas Hadeshim says so, and he says as follows. Oh, that's not what they were matter that period. V'yim Tim Salomar, the Mekimo, Mashkivo, V'somcho, the Lav Mide the Chiba, Ken Karchot, it's Ponder of Aragla, V'asos Amita, and the Mide the Avdesain, Kozak Shehuchol, not when she is sick, Shema Yisri Yisgaber Olof, only Choleh. We can be making. Get an impression from here, Rabosai, that Hoshat is mutter, period. You don't need to throw up Toshash Kocho. Whereas the other, what's called the Giyai Davaracha, the idea of of picking him up, you know, from behind or from in front, and he's going to be touching his clothes, etc., etc., that would not be permissible if he is sick. Shem Yitzvik Skabarolov. Permissible only if she is sick. That's the impression of the Truma Sadesh. Interestingly, Shulta Gibor and the Mordechai says, quote, Niza Miliga Vishto Nida Chola Chasida Shol Shtus. We pass on Halacha L'Maisa, this room to be made in such circumstances. Okay? So the Ramah is Mekel at the Tzricha Arbe L'Kach. It seems to me, according to the Ramah, no difference whether he's sick or she's sick. As long as it's necessary, it's permissible. Except, look, when it comes to if she's sick and he's not sick, so the Chatchil we machma a little bit more. We say, as the Ramah quotes over here, V'yesh omim, V'yem l'mishin shamshen amuta b'kol, Cheino again, Tzricha Harba l'kach, what is Tzricha Harba l'kach for? Oh, we should be choshish for the Truma Sadesh, that if he's not sick, he should be a little bit more machmir. And then as the issue, the Beis Yosef suggested Yehorg Valyavar, and it's in, with taking the pulse, right? And there's no distinction between her and him, Yehorg Valyavar. So how can we make it over here in Sif Tes Vov if Tosha Shkocho? So here's the answer. It's by the Mishmer Satar. If the paradoxically, from the perspective of Losikov, it's arguable that this is worse. Feeling the pulse is worse. When you feel the pulse, it's a mice in the gear. That's all you're doing. You're just feeling, that's all you're doing. That's why it's worse. As opposed to everything else, where the gear is only derech agav. I'm lifting, I'm helping, I'm this, whatever else I'm doing. That's not an act of the gear as such. Okay? And that's why, even you'll say this is Yehorg Vayavar, but if someone's drowning, so you're chosid shortly more in the sector, sort if you don't go save it. What do you mean, Yehorg Vayavar? No, it's an act of lifeguarding, of atzalam. Even though it's touching much more obtrusively than it's feeling a pulse. Okay? That's feeling and that's saving. That's what it's a very nice teretz. I think it's correct. The correct teretz, I believe. In any event, another star is mentioned over here by the same Sefer, Mishmer HaSatara, that things are permissible to her, but it's considered to be Derech Sheirus, she's Chayevus to do so. It's not considered to be Derech Chibur. It seems to me, the same as a woman's obligated to take care of her husband when he's sick, a husband's obligated to take care of his wife when she is sick. And that was also considered to be a kind of Derech Sheirus, and we have room to be more lenient. It's interesting that in the Bari HaShulchan, he says, listen, there are two reasons to be makel over here. Either because Tosh Kocho, if he's sick, or as the Tashmitz would have it, the Matir, the Srapos, Bezu the Rabbanon, Psochem Daf Chafayim and Beis. So, the question of the Ramah, who's Matir when she is sick, does he reject the Truma Sadeshin? Does he not accept the Truma Sadeshin? Not so completely clear. But if the Truma Sadeshin shouldn't require Mishi Shem Shenu Zulasa, probably don't pass like him completely, only as a Tziruf. And therefore, maybe it's only Mutal Sarah Refuah, based on the Psachim Daf Chafei, it's only the Refuah. The Mishmer says that's incorrect. Incorrect. It's Hutra, as long as no one else is available, because it's considered to be Derech Sheirus. As the Radvaz writes, there's no obligation to hire Mishareses, I think the Pesach Tshuva quotes. Okay? And this is very relevant. Of course, I have my relevance for Tinoch as well. Not required to hire anybody. It's considered to be a heter of Chola. And Hoshota, we said, there's no need for any additional coolness whatsoever. Adkan Rabosai, Chazara, on the Easter of the Dinim of Harchokos, Baal v'ishto nida. Obviously, we went very quickly, but we try to cover the main ideas. All right, can we go on to the next topic? Yeah.
What was the last mishmer tara trying to matir if not for a chola? Wasn't the Ramah discussing chola cases?
Right, Ramah was discussing a chola.
So where would the mishmer Tahara be Mekel?
No, the Shmeres Tahara was just suggesting that a possible Svara to be Mekel is considered to be Derech Sheirus. Derech, so that's a Svara to be Mekel.
So when does he make all that? Would he also be Mekel if it's done?
I think it's found in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Omer, Dim Ein Lo Mishi Shem Shena, Muta B'Kol, right? Even when she's sick and he's not sick, we don't have the Svara of the Shuma Sadeshen. And he wanted that B'Kol means everything. Not like the Be'er HaShulchan means only for refuah. Means everything. You can help him put on his tefillin, whatever. You know, that's enough convenient. There are shavas, etc. Kerabosai. So we only have a few more minutes. Mamash. To chazer a whole. Well, okay, we'll do what we can. There's just some recent stuff within the last week, so a brief chazer we'll have to do. Okay, Rabosai, let's go. What does it mean, Meshamshes B'moch? Oh, there are many fights about this. One fight is, are we talking about Kodem Tashmish or Acha Tashmish? Another fight is, are we discussing, so it's a machlokas. If you open the Gemara, you'll see it's a machlokas. I quoted the Gemara, it's true. The Gemara is true what I said. It's not unanimously accepted. That's what Meir says. Chacham say, no. Meshamesh is Kedaka Volech, Meshamayim Yirachim, Meshamayim Psalm Hashem. That's the Gemara Mem Heimer. So what exactly is the case? So it seems to me, again, I'm speaking this quickly because I don't have time to go into every prat to prat. This was Mamash last week's shiur, exactly a week ago. The most Rishonim understand Meshamesh is Mevok to be Moch Bishas Tashmish. They're arguing it's from Meir Matir and Chachamim Aser, or no, Rav Meir is Mechayev and Chachamim Amatirin. That's a Machlokas HaRishon. Rashi is the first, and other Rishonim, perhaps the Mordechai and others, Ritvora, etc., are Mekel. Okay? So the question becomes, what are they fighting about? What's the Issa? What's the Heta? So number one, these three women, there's not really a Chashash Sakana, a very remote Chashash Sakana. Fine. So let's discuss Moch B'Shas Tashmish, which is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. We'll leave it the rest for later. So it seems that most Rishonim seem to hold it's permissible in certain circumstances, at least in some circumstances. How can it be? It's an Issa of Ala Eitzim of Ala Avonim. So there are various approaches to this. One approach is that it's not Ala Eitzim of Ala Avonim. Guf, nenem, and a guf. And even though the zera is going on the moch directly, it doesn't matter. And therefore, it's permissible for all women. That's what the Marshal says. That's what the way we read the Mordechai. That's how the Shita Bekubetza says, at least, to some extent. Others say no. We follow Rashi, that no one is matir stam nashim. The most their matir is Gimel Noshim, we pass, and even that's not mutter. So the bottom line is everything's going to end up being usher. What about Sakonis Nefoshis? According to this opinion, so Rabbi Kivag and Chassam Sofer, but Yantzin also it's usher anyway, that to be Parish. Rabbi Moshe, another scream, that can't be, it's impossible. We mat the Mishim, it's just, oh no, whatever it may be. If it's Sakonis, they only argue about, someone suggested Rameyaz, Lishitos, Chashim Lemayuto, whatever it may be. If it's Sakonis Mitsuya, we have a right to be Megos. Let's chazer again. We're discussing Moch B'Shas Tashmish. So by the Gimel Noshim, it's a Machlokas HaTanoim, it's a Machlokas whether the Chachamim say it's Osir, the Chachamim say it's Mutter. Machlokas Rashi is the first sheet, and Moch Rishonim seem to go the other way, possibly the Mordechai. Then, the B'Mokom Sakona, we say even according to Rashi, it should be Mutter against the Doli Achronim. Then, Stam Noshim, the Mashal is Mekel. It's all women. That's how I read the Mordechai. And then as it was sort of semi-compromised that we found in the Ritva that says, well, it depends. If she's an Eina real Laholid, then it's no problem. His examples were Akhtanas, Kena, Eina real Laholid. I know Rabbi Kivega jumps, how can that be? But it's east of Al-Eitzav, Al-Avonim. The answer is no, the Ritva doesn't hold that way. He holds like the Makhtamar Shal fundamentally. It's not an Isur of Levatola Mamish. It's just normally shouldn't be done, but if there's a reason to do it, you can do it. And one of the reasons, according to the Ritva, is that she's ain't a royal to hold it either physically, Ketana Zekena, or halachically, as I said, she's a materis to postpone having children right now for whatever reason, which we're going to discuss hopefully in the next 3 minutes. I'm going to get to everything. So that's good. Achatashmish. Oh. So here, the Rabbi Natan said, as we have it in Tosfos, that's more kal, because the Baal is motzi zera beheter, and therefore it's mutter for the gimel noshim. Stamazoi shouldn't be done because the mevatel the having a child. It's a question whether the woman is chayav in this. She's not chayav in pru revu. Some say she is. Some say she's not. If she's not, it could be. It doesn't apply to any man once he had a boy and a girl, or maybe even less than that. Sheves discussion. And this issue of le'achat tashmish ties into what we call today spermicides, which is something which is kills the zera. It's not considered it's before, but same idea, destroying the zera without it being a barrier, as the moch would be. And we saw in the Ritva with the beautiful footnotes that he considered to be achat tashmish to be more chomer than lifnei tashmish, and lifnei tashmish was primarily her aver, not his. Obviously, he didn't hold Snalait Sabalavana. So he agrees in principle with the Marashal. That's clear. And I thought the Mordechai said that way as well. So there were many, many Rishonim who are Mekel in these questions. So now, at least, we have only 3 minutes. Talk about a diaphragm. So, a diaphragm, some say the same as Moch. And even so, it could be Buddha, based on what we said until now. And many say it's much the Marashal, it's much better than Moch. Because it's much further in. The Moch, the husband feels with his Ava, the diaphragm is usually not felt. And it's maybe the same as a cervical cap. No, some disagree. We would prefer the more lenient view. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to agree with that at the end. That's on the one hand. The condom is the worst, because the condom is the whole Eva. It's not even going to the woman's body. It's going into a condom. And therefore, the Marasham, who was the biggest makel when it came to the cervical cap, we think diaphragm is the biggest machmir, because the condom is not a derek bia at all. Whereas Rav Moshe, ironically, Rav Moshe is the one who said that really is considered. It's considered similar to Eitz Nevavonim. Elamai, it's mutter anyway. Why is it mutter anyway? Because the nature of the Yisrael is as far as a Levatola. Levatola means you're not doing all you can do. But here, if she's in danger or some other reason approaching that, he's doing all he can do. It's not labeled as Levatola. So she's in danger. So he's matter to use a condom. At least in principle, I have two tshuvas here in my pack from Rav Usher Weiss, Shlita. From Rabbi Neuver Zatzal, both of them seem to say, in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, a condom would be permissible. When is they can't be porish for that amount of time? Fine. Just 1 minute each. What about Sirus for a woman? Big machlokes. Machlokes at Tanoim. In the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch has evidence in his Osir. The Gross seems to say it's a Doraisa. Others say it's the Rabbanon. Others say it's not even Issa Derabon, it's only Bishop Bittul Sheves, and if they fulfilled Sheves already, it wouldn't apply. Kol Shel Ikrin is considered to be Mutter, Meikir Adin, as it says in Mefurash and Masechta Yevamos, that's not considered to be a Sirus. And this is various methods which we can't go into now, but tying the tubes, now they cut them, which is the problem. Yeshua, they're not using so much anymore, there's a silicone blockage. Oh. Lastly, for 2 minutes, the chazan we spoke about yesterday, the nature of the mitzvah of Pru Revu, we thought was the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah was the Livo B'chol Ona, right? Malach Minchas Chinuch. The nature of Sheva is going to be fulfilled with one child, even if it doesn't relate to you, halachically, only biologically. L'erev al Tanach Yadecha is to have more than a boy and a girl, but that may not be an obligation, which is a Derech Eretz, as the Ramban said. And therefore, it would not apply as a Malkum Ptata. And may you postpone a wedding, postpone childbirth upon marriage. I thought it's a big problem based on the Rambam about marrying a Ketana, and that she, even if she's Merchel the owner, she's not allowed to do it. Obviously, she's using birth control, so it's as if she's Merchel the owner. That's a very serious problem. That was the other things which I don't understand. But on the other hand, if they already have a baby, I'm a big Mekel, to space the children, certainly up to a year. Rav Shlomo Zalman has high after one child. So I answer with the Netziv that one child is a mitzvah of Shevis, which is a fundamental mitzvah of Puruvu based on the Shiltus. Maybe he passes away as well. And as far as hanging up the spikes and saying, you know, I had enough children, I can't have any more children, so there's a Pischei Tshuva with a Chasam Sofer and Simon Hay, that the woman's not Meshuva to have a Tzar Leda more than expected. Hakol if your os Eine Hamora. Rav Moshe says if it's more sick than usual, and I threw into the mix, it'll normally we follow what she wants, but she's the one who has to undergo the Tzar Heroin with Tzar Leda, Tzar Ibur. And we don't follow him even though he has no money, because he never could afford enough money to raise children, as we spoke about. It's not a reason to postpone having children. Nonetheless, the general approach would be, it depends what the expectation was when they got married. If they were Hasidim, probably in double digits, and if they're, you know, and if different sectors go down appropriately. I'm sorry I can't finish anything in the Chazara, but we finished with Hashem. Today is the final shiur in Nida, although on Sunday, Dr. Chudnov is coming, giving an exact time, giving a shiur.